The Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I'm going to do something a little different than what I normally do here on the podcast. I do not have a guest today, but instead, I want to update you on all the great things that are happening at the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. So this is our time to just catch up on multiple projects taking place. First, I want to start with our strategic plan. If you've been following us on our website, dhcd.org, also on our social media, Facebook and Instagram primarily, you're probably aware that we are developing a new strategic plan. It's a 5-year plan to be adopted later this year. And this is the plan that our board and our staff will use to determine our priorities, how we fund things, what we fund, also programs that we support in the Coachella Valley that advance health and wellness for all of our residents here. The plan began with a consultant, Soen Consultancy, last August 2025, came to the district, to the Coachella Valley. They began meeting with our partners. There have been several workshops with our board and with our staff. And just recently, Soen also, with the district, began hosting community listening sessions. These are the sessions where you, the residents, can come, you can learn about strategic planning process, what our pillars are or priorities are so far, but we also want you to give your honest feedback and share your experiences, share your priorities in terms of what matters to you and your family in terms of health and wellness in the Coachella Valley. So it really is about continuing to build a healthcare infrastructure that serves you and your family. We have had 4 community listening sessions so far. There are 7 total, 1 for each of our geographic zones or districts. The Desert Healthcare District is divided into 7 zones, and in each of those zones is represented by a member of our board. So as I said, we've had 4. We have 3 coming up in late February. So I hope that you will take an opportunity to participate in one of the community listening sessions. So I'm going to give you the dates. I have them here. We actually have one coming up on February 18th. That will be 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral City Library. And then we will have 2 more, the last 2, on February 19th. We'll have one from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at UCR Palm Desert. And then that evening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., we'll have the final community listening session at La Quinta Wellness Center. So these are very important for us and our consultant because we definitely want to shape our strategic plan based on what our community needs. So it's very important that you attend. I encourage you to attend. And just an extra incentive, we will be providing complimentary food and refreshments. There's also a chance for our attendees in person to possibly win a $200 gift card. And we will have Spanish translation. We will also have ASL interpretation available for those who need it. So please come out. Please meet the district staff, meet our directors, meet your neighbors, and also our consultants. And the most important is give your honest feedback as to what you need in terms of health and wellness. I also want to talk a little bit about our mobile medical clinics program. That has been a very important program for us in terms of outreach to our most vulnerable populations and to traditionally underserved residents. We have two mobile medical clinics that are on the road every week. And just recently, in 2025, we began a special program as part of a mobile clinics. We began offering women's health services. That includes pap smears, mammograms for women who may not be able to access that kind of care anywhere else. And we do this primarily with a partner called the Pink Journey Foundation. If you follow this podcast, you know that we had Melanie Lewis, who is the executive director of the Pink Journey Foundation, on the podcast to talk about the great work that she's doing with that organization and what they are doing in partnership with the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. So there is a women's health clinic coming up. There will be 2 on February 27th and 28th of 2026 from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be at the Empire Polo Grounds in Indio. You can find information about the Women's Health Clinic and also the community listening sessions on our website, dhcd.org, also on our Facebook page and our Instagram page. And when you go to those social media sites, you simply search Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, and you'll be able to find those pages and get that information. So February is a very significant month in terms of health and wellness. There are a number of special designations for the month that we are recognizing on social media, one being American Heart Month. The month is so closely associated with Valentine's Day, so it seems appropriate that we actually look at the more serious aspects of heart matters, heart issues, heart health. So you will see that on our website. We're really focused on raising awareness about the importance of heart health and just some of the stats that we're sharing on social media. About 70% of cardiac arrests that happen outside of the hospital happen at home. When it comes to cardiac arrest versus heart attacks, there are some distinctions. Cardiac arrest means that your heart suddenly stops beating, and heart attack is when blood flow to the heart is blocked. Also interesting, children experience cardiac arrest more than 23,000 in non-hospital settings every year. That's children. I think a lot of people may not think about that. We tend to think of heart health as being an issue for certainly middle-aged, senior adults, but also young people and children also experience heart health issues. Speaking of children, another February designation is our National Children's Dental Health Month. That's really important. And we're, as a healthcare district, we're becoming increasingly aware of the need for dental services, low-cost dental services, free dental services. And that's something that we are very much thinking about and looking at in terms of delivering services to our most vulnerable populations. And if that is a concern for yours, again, that you have the opportunity to come to our community listening sessions and share that with our board and our district. So National Children's Dental Health Month is February. Many of you may know that the district also is a great supporter of nonprofits across the Coachella Valley. Collaboration is such an important tenet of the work that we do and every aspect of the work that we do. And one of the ways that we do that, besides our really robust grants program and besides our policy of support that we provide, but another way is that we offer sponsorships to nonprofit partners who are having special events, programs to raise awareness and funds for the work that they're doing to benefit Coachella Valley residents. So I wanted to bring to your attention a couple of events that we're sponsoring that are coming up that you can attend or you can participate in if you desire. One is actually March 3rd of 2026. It is widely known as Coachella Valley Giving Day. That is an opportunity for you to give however you give in order to support nonprofits, to support programs and services across the valley that benefit you, that benefit your neighbors, that benefit all of our communities. Coachella Valley Giving Day, March 3rd, 2026. Another is one that I'm closely associated with. I am a member of the Brothers of the Desert Board of Directors, full disclosure, transparency. And the Brothers are having a signature event on March the 28th. It's the 7th Annual Wellness Summit. And the theme of that event is Building Our Collective Resilience. It is an event that is supported by the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation as a sponsor. If you want to learn about our sponsorship opportunities, our board recently adopted a new sponsorship policy. And there are guidelines on our website, dhcd.org. They really outline what we're looking for in terms of events that we want to sponsor, the amounts of funds that are available. And there are two deadlines every year where you can submit a request for a sponsorship. So I invite you to check those out. Again, I invite you to follow us on social media, facebook.com and also Instagram. We have an account on Blue Sky, but we're just getting that going. So there's not a lot happening there. But you can always follow us on dhcd.org. We have another website called healthydeserthealthyyou.com. And that one really is about and supports our annual summit that's coming up in September 2026, our third annual summit. We have a lot of really exciting things planned. as those details are confirmed, then I'll be able to share them with you through the podcast. So I invite you to engage with us at the district. We very much understand that we are in service to you, the residents. We want to hear from you. Check us out on dhcd.org and be well, everybody. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.